So I'm trying to be more direct. One of my goals for 2026 is be more direct because I think it's the dad in me. I try to be more nice less direct.
Nice. You're very direct.
Adam Roberts is in here with us. Who's the most direct person you know in our building?
In the whole building?
Well, and let's go our news operation. People that are heard on the air that others would know.
Probably you're up there. I don't know why you're trying to improve yourself. I used to be your producer. You'd be pretty direct with me.
No, that's true. I had to be sometimes, but you're an incredible employee, so it all worked out. Julia is the most direct person.
This is true. Since you started here, there may be a new challenger approaching. That's right.
But we're both direct, so it makes for an interesting show.
So I just, fix my hair, and my hair is sticking up, and John looks at me and goes, your hair is crazy.
And it was.
But crazy it's good. No, I'm God, no bad, crazy bad.
Well, it looks nice.
No, it's good. I'm glad that you're direct.
Well, you both look great now.
What do you want?
Thank you,
fake
Adam.
People around here?
No. Get that fakeness out of here.
Out of here.
Yeah, Adam, that's a heck of a beard. That's all I got to say.
Hey, you're improving. Maybe when we start 2026, you'll just show up to work one day with a razor and be like, good morning, Adam.
Next watch razor. To look at Adam's beard.
I need like a Sawzall to cut all that hair off. You'd lose like 10 pounds if we shaved your beard off.
Well, it's funny. I actually have new beard oil I'm trying out from a local company in the area. So I don't think it's going away anytime soon.
Hey, week in review. I always look forward to that on Fridays. And then after that, I always look forward to Reporter's Notebook. What do you got on this week's Reporter's Notebook?
So we got a good one this week, John and Julia. So it is the holiday season, and at least in our area, for a lot of people, that means maybe the one time a year that they go back and connect with their religion or their faith and going to a house of worship. One of the largest groups in this region for religion is the Catholic Church. Even today, they still claim around 550,000 to 600,000 registered Catholics in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee, and it covers a pretty wide area, not just the city. But if you've been following the news recently, there's been this ongoing practice of church consolidation because numbers are down as far as Catholics go, and also the cost of operating all of these buildings, not just churches, but other properties in the Archdiocese is going up and up and up. So a lot of times we're seeing in communities where there were once half a dozen Catholic churches, that number is shrinking and all the operations go to maybe one central location. We saw that in real time a few weeks ago on November 23rd, St. Rita in West Allis held their final Sunday Mass, and more than 1,400 people, including the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Sophie Carson, who specializes in religion reporting, were at that final Mass. And I spoke with her for the show this week. She talked to everyone in there, and the range of emotions when you're in such a somber situation is pretty varied.
They felt a lot of, really a mix of emotions. For many people, they felt frustrated that this church was closing. And other people, sort of felt nostalgic. There was also a lot of, joyful reunions, I noticed, because, people are seeing people that they haven't seen in a while. I spoke to one woman who said, we wanted to keep going here, but we couldn't because we wanted religious education for our children and the church didn't have those programs. And I think that's an example of, this sort of self-fulfilling prophecy for struggling churches, that when you're so small that you can't offer, resources and programming, it really works against you because people aren't willing, especially with families, to sort of join the church, or they might be prompted to leave just out of a lack of, a bigger community and more resources.
And Sophie mentioned that idea of wanting a church to be more than a church. Think 175 years ago when in our city and in our area, churches were gathering places, not just for your Sunday Mass, but for basketball games, as rec centers, for community events, town halls. And that's not so much the case anymore. We have community centers for those purposes now. And so the role of the church changes. And some of these buildings knocking on 100 years old, the Archdiocese has to make some tough choices.
Reporter's Notebook this weekend.
10 a.m.
One more question.
What's up?
What's on that sweater? That looks like an amoeba mated with a dragon.
Well, it is a dragon. So this is Haku from Spirited Away. It's one of my favorite movies. This was actually a Christmas gift from my wife, I believe, last Christmas. So
back.
That's
off,
very
John.
Nice of you, John. To
I like
have
it actually.
No, you don't.
No, look, it's embroidered
no,
on the.
You
no.
called
I noticed
it an
the embroidery.
Amoeba. I don't think you use amoeba in any sort of positive context.
I said I didn't
context.
Know what it was. I like the embroidery on the sleeve. That's
yes,
like
it says
"Spirited
Away."
What is
in
it?
It's yes, it says "Spirited Away" in Japanese.
All right, lovey, fantastic.
Dovey.
It's dovey. I want to go to break.
I'm going to continue to be direct. Sorry that I did not remember your wife's name.
That's tough. I accept your apology.
Lovey, Dovey, you know what I mean.
Yes.
Adam,
Mr.
thanks.
Howell.
Reporter's Notebook. Check it out this weekend. It is 514 at WTMJ.